shows, podcasts, and then our support. And get it there. Also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and every other place that is social media on the interweb. All right, I need to be quiet now. And say thank you to Anna here in the studio. And as well, thank you to Megan and Ariel. And join us next week on the Arts Report, next Wednesday at 5 p.m. I'm Adam Janusz. Bye-bye.
to the Discorder radio show on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Anna with one N. This is the Discorder radio show episode for Wednesday, November 9th. What you're listening to in the background is the new Blackout Beach. Song is titled Beautiful Burning Desire. Blackout Beach features on this month's issue of Discorder magazine. If you do not have a copy with you, go get one now. It is free and you can find it inside the Student Union building at UBC campus, or you can find stacks of them at any record store or venue that supports Vancouver's independent music scene. Featuring the November issue, you will find Blackout Beach main man Carrie Mercer talking about the new album titled Fuck Death. The release date is November 15th, and Blackout Beach will be performing at Sulu Records on November 26th. Also, new pornographer Catherine Calder speaks of her second album, Bright and Vivid. For a clip of this interview, check out Discorder's radio last show of October 26th. And also featuring on this month's issue, Colin Hubert from Siskiyou discusses the band's new forward-thinking folk set, Keep Away the Dead. And frontman Peter Gardner from alternative country band Hawk and Steel talks about their four-song EP titled Drawing. And last but not least, local hardcore band Vacant States released their debut EP, Feel the Void. Sarah Berman met up with singer Terry Wilk, guitarist Adam Mitchell, and bassist Chris Gustav Gustafsson in their jam space at La Casa del Artista, a space that began as a mariachi bar, hosted punk shows for a few years, and then banned punks because of damage. In 2013, it will be torn down and turned into apartments. So here is a clip of the interview. Sarah asked the band members if they had any opinions on the short life of Vancouver venues. This is what they responded.
I don't know if you have any opinions on Vancouver venue struggles.
It sucks, but I mean, you know, I think most cities have that problem. Like, it's pretty rare to find, like, you know, there's not a whole lot of Gilman Streets out there, you know. It's like every city has a venue, and then it gets cut down because it's not, you know, it's hard to find a venue that's good to put on shows in.
Yeah.
That, and then it's not like a, it's never a money-making thing for the place. Like, I guess that whole bar thing, why bar shows are easy to do because they're these money-making ventures. And all ages show, there's no money involved for anybody. You know, the hall maybe gets a couple $100. You know, I don't think there's any sort of big statement that goes along with the all ages situation in Vancouver.
It's not brain surgery. Like, there's always people complaining about, like there being no venues in Vancouver, or venues being shut down. Like, there are so many places around that you can do shows at.
And you could start your own.
Exactly, yeah. And, like, there's so many, like, random, like, restaurants and, like, weird fucking halls around the city, whether they're in, like, East Van or whether they're in, like, Kitsilano. Like, people just don't put in the time to actually look for those places and then establish, like, a contact once they find them. So, yeah, I think people have nothing to complain about. Vancouver's not as bad as it's made out to be.
No.
There's always a place to do shows, especially like a DIY, like all ages punk space. There'll always be that.
That's very positive of you. I thought you were a nihilist over here.
It's positive in the sense that, yeah, there's always something to do, but I guess it's negative in the sense that it's like the reason people think there aren't venues is because people are lazy. And people are apathetic, and you hear people say things like, oh, there's no venues, oh, no one's offering us shows, no one's doing this, no one's doing that, and fuck, man, the why in DIY is do it yourself. You know, if there's no venues, that just means that there's nobody's looking. And I mean, I think that's a huge problem, and not even in Vancouver, not just in Vancouver music in general. Like, people have this weird perception, this sense of, like, entitlement and how things should be. And it's based entirely on laziness.
And that was Vacant State speaking with Sarah Berman. To find out more about this interview, check out the November issue of Discorder magazine or go to discorder.ca. And this is how Vacant State sounds like on CITR 101.9 FM.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All be beautiful breath goes to the sea.
And that was Siskiyou from their new album, Keep Away the Dead. The song is titled Fiery Death, and they feature on this month's issue of Discorder magazine. You're listening to the Discorder radio show on CITR 101.9 FM or streaming live from CITR.ca. If you would like to listen to any of today's content, again, you can download and subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on CITR's webpage or on Discorder's webpage, discorder.ca. So the November issue is out with great content and, of course, great reviews. Slavko Busifal reviewed Langley Trio Bleach Babes. He put together this fantastic audio clip for the show. Thanks, Slavko. So here it is. Check it out.
Welcome to the Under Review section for the Discorder radio show. This week, we are looking at a band from beautiful Langley, British Columbia. What's in Langley, you may ask? A band called Bleach Babes. But when Vancouverites hear of a band from the Fraser Valley, there is often a knee-jerk reaction that results in an automatic dismissal. It's as if the abused instruments housed in the garages of suburbia are somehow tainted. Artists like You Say Party and Teen Days, to name a few, are shattering the myth that great indie music exists exclusively inside the big city walls. And Bleach Babes are on their way to adding their names to that list. Bleach Babes represent a growing suburban youth culture emerging in the Fraser Valley that is slowly but smartly stepping away from the idea that music is something bought at a store that also sells tires and bath towels and cereal, etc. With their latest EP titled Skids, the Langley Trio continue where their debut left off, generating a pop-punk affair capable of converting any garage in any city into utter mayhem. Their songs are raw, unfiltered, catchy, and aimed at cultivating a vibrant teen punk spirit amidst a city full of strip malls and big box stores. Bleach Babes have already shown growth from their debut full-length, released in August of this year. The two tracks featured on the EP have elements inspired by Seattle's grunge scene from the 90s, but with a north-of-the-border sound that places them comfortably within the radius of Vancouver's scene. Here now is Bleach Babes from their EP, Skids. The song is titled Hit the Skids. That was Bleach Babes from their EP, Skids. If you like what you heard, I highly recommend you head over to their Bandcamp page. Just Google Bleach Babes and Bandcamp.
There, you will find their debut album, Losers, as well as their latest EP, Skids, for free. You gotta love that. That represents the true spirit of indie music. As I sign off, I will leave you with a track from their debut album called Super Six. I hope you enjoy.
The Biltmore Cabaret is home to great live music in Vancouver. Here's what's coming up at the Biltmore this month. November at the Biltmore is sure to banish your winter blues. November 7th, the 30th anniversary tour of Shonen Knife will rock the house with the ladies of Vancouver and guests Keep Tidy. November 17th features a full lineup. Catch Peace, Wax Fingers, No Kind of Rider, and World Club. November 19th, enjoy the pop folk stylings of Au Bijou with guests Snowblink. To round out the month, November 26th brings you the alt-country sounds of the deep dark woods with the bluesy Sumner Brothers. For more information, be sure to check www.biltmorecabaret.com.
You're listening to the Discorder Show on CITR 101.9 FM or streaming live from CITR.ca. That was Hawk and Steel from their new EP Drawing. Song is titled Carol. To find out more about them, check out the November issue of Discorder magazine or Discorder.ca. And we've reached the end of the Discorder radio show. Thanks for listening, and many thanks to Sarah and Slavko for providing the audio clips for today's show. If you just tuned in and missed it all, you can always listen to the podcast. You can find it on CITR.ca or Discorder.ca. So before I sign off, let me remind you again that you should get your hands on the November issue of Discorder magazine. You can find it at record stores, music venues, or in the Student Union building at UBC campus. It has Blackout Beach on a bright red cover page. You can't miss it. On this issue, you can read about CITR's Fund Drive 2011 and the many ways you can support the station. This year's Fund Drive will run from November 17th to the 24th. And do not miss the following shows. These are my concert picks for the next couple of weeks. From the Republic of Mali, skilled Noni instrumentalist Baseku Kuyati and his band Noni Ba are playing tomorrow, November 10th at St. James Hall. Doors open at 8 and tickets are $32. Wild Flag, Portland-based band consisting of Sleater Kinney ex-members Carrie Brownstein and Janet Wise, will be playing at the Biltmore this Saturday, November 12th. It is an early show. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 8:30 with a curfew at 11. Tickets are $16, and the opening band is Drew Grow and the Pastor's Wives. And Austin-based punk country blues musician Scott H. Priam, also known as the Dirty Old One Man Band, will be playing at the Media Club Tuesday, November 15th. Doors open at 8. Tickets are $15. Coming up next, Sam Squash's Hideaway. My name is Anna with one...
Sam Squash?
Sam
Squash. Sam Squash. Sam Squash. Hideaway.
Thank you. Well, you heard it from Adam Janusz.
Hi.
He can't leave the studio.
No.
He can't leave without me. Okay. Anyways, coming up next... Can you please say it now?
Sam Squatch Hideaway.
Thank you. My name is Anna with one N. Tune in again on Wednesday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. for the next Discorder radio show episode. I'll be signing off with Wild Flag. They will be playing this Saturday at the Biltmore. This is from their self-titled album. The song is titled Something Came Over Me. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Something's coming over me. Got cabin fever now. I can't see. I feel hot. I feel cold. I tell you why, but I'm not that bold. There's a scratch on my cheek. I feel faint, but never weak. When you're near, I'm seeing visions. They're just not so clear. Coming through.